At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh,
let's
yes.
Bring it. Let's go.
Good morning. Guten Morgen, friends. Covino and Rich in for the Dan Patrick Show. I'm Steve Covino. That's Rich Davis live from Los Angeles. Spot on the videos at Covino and Rich. The most interactive show begins, most inclusive show on radio. So be chiming in on your way to work as you're getting ready. Maybe you're already there at Covino and Rich. We got Joel on the ones and twos.
Yo!
What up, though?
Joel on the xylophone. What up, Joel?
He's great, isn't he?
Oh, man, he's incredible. And Danny G.
Yay, yay.
Super producing again, 877-99 on Fox. Hope you enjoyed the games last night. We got lots of nonsense to talk about.
Oh, we're going
to
talk about crazy Little League parents. We're going to talk about the real MVP from the NBA play-in game last night.
Durant's mom?
No. Yeah. Different MVP family member.
Okay.
We'll talk some sports movies. Cowherd said some ridiculous thing yesterday.
Wow.
It's got people fired up. So
Rich is calling him out.
Yes, sir, Steve Kerr.
Wow. So, yeah, we do a little old school conversation every Thursday, Covino and Rich style. We do something called Old School When 50 Hits. So at about 7:50 a.m. on the west side, that's 10:50 a.m. on the east coast.
Good math. Add 3 hours.
Add 3 hours. And for some reason, if you live in a different time zone than your family members, they never remember like to simply just add or subtract the 3 hours.
They're like the dude from Big in the 80s.
I don't get it.
No, they really
don't. Get it.
They really never get it. It's like, hey, mom, dad, it's always 3 hours earlier. Always. That never changes. The minutes don't change. Just the hours. No. 3 hours, okay?
Without fail. Like my mom or someone will call, Richie, mom, I'm on the radio. Oh, I forgot the 3 hours. I've lived out here 7 years.
No, seriously. And I always get the question, what time is it out there again?
Yeah, like, what time you got?
Just do the simple math, bro. It doesn't really change that much. So anyway, at 7:50 a.m. West Coast, West Side, I should say, old school when 50 hits. Because when 50 hits in life, and when 50 hits on the clock, we throw it back on a Thursday, a little old school, the best school, and we're going to talk some sports movies. That's all you need to know right now. That's all you need to know right now. And a lot of nonsense. The worldwide leaders of nonsense, hoping you had Chicago Bulls, OKC, sort of night. All right, so we got lots to get into,
OKC.
But I got to tell you. Yeah, okay, see, 877-99 on Fox. Again, I'm Steve Covino. We're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Let's go.
Yesterday, I take my kids to Chuck E. Cheese.
Or as my dad says,
hey, what time is it over there? I was over at Chuck E. Cheese with the grandkids.
Dad, it's Chuck E.
Yeah,
Cheese.
Yeah, that's what I said, Chuck E. Cheese.
Parents always mispronounce
dad,
things.
Dad, it's Chuck E. Cheese's. Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
With my dad, it's stores and foreign athletes.
never gets the name right.
Never knows how to put the right emphasis on like a Latino player's name.
That's how you know you're getting old, though, like because you stop caring. You're just like, whatever it is, it is.
Yeah.
I'm that way sometimes. And I love fighting. Fighting! I love it. I'm that way with a lot of UFC guys sometimes. So say I just say however it is.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you hear different variations of it. I just pick one that sounds right.
Well, I have a story because the... You know, the one thing you got to do, I'll tell you what. When you got kids, you got to keep promises. Because you feel like a lot of people, you hear a lot of people like, when I was a kid, my dad or mom said we would do this and we never did. Or like, no one wants to be the dad or mom that's full of fake promises. So I did tell my kid like 2 days ago, yeah, we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese. And she got out of school yesterday and I was able to pick her up because we filled in for DP. She's like, we go to Chuck E. Cheese. I'm like, gosh, she remembered.
By the way, when you fill in for the great Dan Patrick show, as a lot of you may know already, the Danettes know, everybody knows, the rest of the day seems so long. Like, you got a lot of day left. And it's nice. You get to spend it with your family.
I was able to do a lot yesterday.
It's a blessing and a curse, because even if you're trying to take a nappy nap, a little naparoo, they're there, right in your face.
Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese, Dad, like you promised.
So we go to Chuck E. Cheese. I did the unlimited thing where you pay for like the half hour or hour. So I'm just swiping away. I'm playing games. I'm shooting hoops. I'm doing a little football toss. I'm having fun. And they're good about stamping your kid's hand so no one could swipe your kid.
Yeah, it smells like a little kid feet there, though.
It does. It's pretty gross, but fun.
Yeah.
And on the way home, kids wanted a Happy Meal. I'm like, all right, we'll get you a Happy Meal. That's very kid-like to do. I'm not getting McDonald's. I don't feel like having a stomachache. I've been eating bad all week. So in their Happy Meal, they've been giving away toys for the Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
And they got another one. Got the family watching that show. Now, I never really watch, but they like it. They dress up as you know, all the different animals, and they sing, and they take off the mask, and up, celebrity underneath. Well, I bring this up because my three-year-old, who's in like preschool, loves the show.
Okay.
Dad, it's a squirrel. Yeah, it's pretty cool, right, buddy? Someone's dressed up like a big snake. Oh, it's cool.
Big snake.
What do they say when the person reveals who they are?
I don't watch that show, so I don't know.
Everyone in the crowd.
I got it. Let me guess.
Nick Cannon.
Take off the mask.
Close.
I see. I mean,
Nick Cannon,
it's
and
not that tough.
Robin Thicke and Nicole Scherzinger and Jenny McCarthy were both always glistening. I think they got armor all on their chest.
Yeah.
They're shined up.
Yeah.
Take it off. Take it off. Take it off.
Okay, I was close.
So my son's going around everywhere saying, take it off. And the teacher asked my wife, why does Ben...
Did he overhear you during a steamy like session?
Take it off. He's going around saying...
Or did he get it from the show?
He's going around saying, take it off. And the teacher's like, why is it... Your son keeps saying take it off all the time. And I'm like, that's his favorite show.
Wow.
The Masked Singer.
Nice, man.
Which, by the way, is good family TV.
Your kid's making moves already.
Now, I'm doing Chuck E. Cheese, and you're being...
Your kid's a little outlaw, man.
He is.
Better settle him down.
You're being cool Uncle Steve going to every one of your nephew's Little League games.
I am. Oh my goodness. Let's talk about the children, shall we? Yeah, I'm always trying to be super uncle. We're living the dad life. You know, trying to spend time with the kiddies during spring break. It's the nice thing to do.
I saw
got some extra time on my hands. So, yeah, filling in for Dan Patrick gives you a little freedom the rest of the day. So,
well, I'm saw
going
your
to
sister,
my kids' Little League games.
I saw your sister and on Easter. And Covino's sister said, I'll tell you one thing. We can make fun of Steve all you want. But he goes to every one of his nephew's Little League games.
Look at that. Ain't that nice?
I was like, wait, the Steve I know?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's there. He's like super uncle when it comes to Little League. And I'm thinking, well, Covino's like favorite time of his life was playing Little League. So you're probably watching through the eyes of your nephew now.
Joel knows. 27 bombs. It's legendary. 27 Little
League.
He's
a legend, people.
Yo, look, Aaron Judge can't even say that. You know, he can come in here and be like, yeah, I hit 62. I'm like, yeah, how many did you hit when you were 12? Let's talk about that.
I think that was a millionaire question once, right? Back in the Regis days, it was like, Little League home run champ. It was like, Barry Bonds, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Steve Covino.
Yeah. I mean, 27, when you combine, out of the park, by the way, because they don't count if they're not over the fence. Sorry, kiddies.
I could sort of agree with that.
Between the ages of 10, 11, and 12. That was a lot growing up little kid in Union, New Jersey.
I really wanted to know, were you heckled, though? Once everybody knew you were good, were you heckled?
By DeMar DeRozan's daughter. Yeah. She would scream and try to rattle me. And by the way, we're going to talk about that. Like I said, a lot of kid talk today.
Oh, boy.
A lot of fun bringing your kids to work. Is that a great thing or no-no?
Get back to Little League Steve, because this has happened, I think, to every kid that has played Pop Warner football, PAL basketball,
and it's
whatever
that time
league.
Of year. Yeah, it's that time of year right now. You're back in the swing, pun intended, Little League games. It's always fun. It does take you back to your childhood of hitting a home run, winning the game.
Well, dude,
everybody gets a hot dog. You go to the stand, you get some Italian ice.
On a throwback Thursday, I'm not just saying this because we're on the Dan Patrick Morning Show and it's sports radio. My fondest memories from my childhood, most of them revolve around sports, playing sports.
Confidence builder, man. Character builder.
Someone mentioned the other day to me, like, remember when you would hit a home run? This is my Little League. I don't know about yours. I'm sure it's different everywhere. But if you did hit a home run, you got a little ticket to go to the Shack. And the Shack, the home run ticket allowed you to get a hot dog, a Charleston Chew,
ooh,
and one of those little water sugar jugs.
Yeah, they're called Little Hugs. Not the kind you get from the Dalai Lama. The kind that you drink. Those little barrels of different colored water.
I think you ought to tell us what a Charleston Chew is, though.
Charleston Chew is like a... I was never a big fan, but there was like a candy bar. So what would you call, like a nougat?
What it tastes like?
What is that? What is Charleston? It's like a
styrofoam.
Vanilla, like, it's like a styrofoam vanilla chocolate bar. It was never good, but I remember a home run got you a Charleston Chew and a hot dog and one of those little jugs of sugar water.
Little Hugs. Called Little Hugs. And I'll tell you what, man, that free hot dog, nothing tastes better than that. When you
jugs,
earned it with a nice home run.
Little Jugs was your college girlfriend's nickname, right?
Little Hugs, bro. Little Hugs, but they look like little jugs. Yeah. So yeah, you'd get your little drink, your Italian ice. These are good times. Dynamite. These are good times looking back. And any chance, you know, my personal deal is this, but I think anybody should take this opportunity. My sister's the only family I have out here in Los Angeles. Again, I'm from New Jersey. So my sister's out here, and she's got two little rugrats, and her son is my godson. When he has a Little League game, I'm going to do everything I can to get there. Even if I catch the last inning. Pretend like I was there the whole time. I think that's a solid move, too. It's about showing up, right? I mean, Rich, seriously, it's just
1,000%.
Yeah, even if I caught one at bat, if I got something to do, got a haircut to get to, hey, I'm here.
I just
zip,
did that.
Right?
My daughter plays for Westchester. I got there. She was at bat. I went out. She played, what's left field behind third base?
Yeah.
So I stood out there by her, by the fence, talking to her.
She knows you're there.
He pulled her in two innings. I left.
She's talking to dad.
You know what? That's when Joel did the moonwalk, and he got right out of there.
I said, what are you doing? I said, this is the walk when they pull your daughter out the game in the fifth inning.
Joel's like, I forgot something in my car. I'll be right back.
But it's all about showing up, man. I really don't waste a lot of time there. So my sister's right, Rich. I do show up to most of the games. I don't stay the whole time unless I have time to kill. It's a nice day or whatever, right? So,
but you know what? It's not to get all parental and, sappy. You go to any school concert or event or any Little League game.
Like a little kid assembly or something?
Or like a Little League game, or when the kids are playing basketball where they don't even play by the rules yet because they're all running around holding the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You go to one of those little kid games, all of them are just looking to see, like, is mom or dad here?
Yeah.
They just want to see you there.
Right, right.
They do. Like think of any time you go to a kid's, like, holiday concert at school. Every kid's looking in the crowd. The minute they lock eyes with their parents, they light up and they're like, all right, mom and dad are here.
And you know what happens, too. It's the same old story probably happened to you when you were growing up on a throwback Thursday. You hit your first home run, or you made some insane play, and you were looking around to see if your parents were there. And they weren't, and they pulled up like right afterward, and all the parents like, oh, you just missed it. Richie hit a home run. I just missed it. So anyway,
you know what annoys me?
It's that time of year, that Little League time of year. It's a great time of year, and I got a story for you.
All right, good. For some reason, I don't know why this annoys me. Tell me if it would annoy you. I play softball as a grown man. I know.
That does annoy me.
It's a fun hobby. I love it, right? It gets me out of the house. Little.
I think that's why you love it.
Little exercise. Not a lot, but hey, get to swing the bat. It still feels nice to hit a line drive, even though it's softball, right? It still feels good. You know that feeling. I find it
wild. What else feels good? Like laying there with my feet up, watching TV like Al Bundy.
I'd rather be the guy that's active.
All right. Well, good for you, man. I give you a low five.
Thanks.
I'm active. I go to the gym. I don't need to hit slow pitch softball.
I go to the gym too, but I also like being competitive.
Yeah, I think you just like getting out of the house.
You like watching. But anyway, you like watching John Sterling sound like Captain Crunch every night.
I love watching the Yankees. You're right.
So would this annoy you? I don't know why it does. Let's say my buddy Jason is up at bat. It was like hot girlfriend came to watch him and came to hang.
Oh.
A lot of guys, girlfriends, or wives occasionally will be sitting there in the stands.
Oh, seems like you're noticing.
Do you know how many times some dude's in the batter's box and rips like a nice double? And it goes to sort of that thought of when you were a kid and you would look for your parents. Do you know how many times I see a guy that I'm buddies with, like Jason's up in the batter's box, rips a double down the line. I look behind me. That's like girlfriends like scrolling through TikTok.
Oh,
but not
man.
Even watching. In my mind, I'm like, he's probably has that same aggravation than when your parents missed your big hit.
I mean, such is life. When you're watching movies nowadays, isn't your wife on the phone? You're like, are you paying attention? That's just how it is.
Sometimes I'll pause it and I'll be like, what just happened?
I mean, not that we're innocent.
I should be like, I'm sorry, rewind it.
Yeah, it's
oh, pay attention.
Just the way of the world. It's the worst. So, my story is titled...
Do you have a title? I like it.
Crazy Little League Parents. Oh, I have a few stories. It could be about basketball. It could be about your peewee football league. But I'm talking Little League parents right now, okay? So my sister, it's crazy to see my sister. She's my younger sister, right? But she's in full-on mom mode, like Little League mom. It's wild to see my sister, who I still view as my little sister, be full-on Little League parent. Like, she's way involved. She's wearing, like, Little League t-shirts, you know? And she also grew up, like, you know, going to all my games. So she's comfortable in that little scene. Yeah. She's working the stand. She's there schmoozing with all the parents. It's nice to see. But she's, like, way involved. And it was her day to bring snacks for the team. Right? Kids love these snacks after the game. It was her day or her week. There's always some sort of schedule, some sort of rotation where, you know, this week your dad is raking the field, right? You know, this week was my sister's week to bring in snacks for the team. But my sister went all out, and she put a lot of love and effort into it because, like I said, she's like MVP Little League mom.
Baseball cake pops.
Like, yeah. Oh, dude. So get this. I'm glad he said that. So she had little baggies for everybody on the team. And I get there and I see her with this box of baggies. I'm like, what's that? She's like, oh, I had to make all these baggies. I was like, oh, Grace, that's so nice, right? And she put all these little drinks in each bag and oranges. Little kids love their oranges. I don't know. Like every soccer game, kids like, got oranges. He's getting, you throw oranges in there, some fruit. You got to keep it healthy in LA, right? Just to appease everybody. Can't put any like peanut stuff in there, as you know, right? You don't want to
kill
a kid. You don't want to kill a kid by accident. Sorry. So, you know, you got to make sure, you got to be extra careful that you're bringing like healthy stuff, but something that kids would love. So my sister put all this thought into it, made these little loot bags, little snack bags for every kid on the team. Let's say there's like 12 kids on the team, right? She also factored in, well, let me put in some extra just in case. So she made about 16 bags. So let's say there's 12 kids on the team. She made 16 bags. But in each bag, because she went all out and thoughtful, she probably put in like a little toy or something, a little click-clack or some sort of Party City nonsense. But she also threw in a Mr. Beast chocolate bar. Now, if you don't know, now you know. Some people are like, what's that? Mr. Beast is the biggest thing on YouTube and in the world for a little kid and a lot of people listening right now. But I guarantee you, if you're like, who's that? Your kid knows who Mr. Beast is. Now, this dude is the guy.
He's worth like $1 billion.
He's worth like a billion trillion dollars. He's like a real life Willy Wonka now. He gives away crazy prizes on his YouTube channels, but kids love it because he's doing like fantasy type stuff on his channel that kids are like, wow, this guy's the man. So my sister's like, yeah, I put in Mr. Beast bars in every bag. I was like, oh, cool. That's great, Grace. I'm proud of you. That's awesome. Thoughtful. Very thoughtful. When she gave the bags out to the kids, they went wild. I am not even exaggerating. So I had a moment of like, wow, I knew Mr. Beast was big, but I didn't know he was this big. These kids were freaking out. They had Macho Man freakouts.
But did they win first?
Yeah, they won. They won.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well,
yeah.
They were getting the bags regardless. You know, it's 2023.
I think if they lost, take something out of the bag.
Yeah,
you don't get
you know
it
what, kids? You didn't earn it. And, you know, I feel that way, Joel. You know what, kids? You stunk today. No Mr. Beast bar for you. But not in today's world, right? So the kids went wild. And they're like, Mr. Beast! Mr. Beast! I'm not even kidding you.
They're
freaking out like DeMar DeRozan's daughter. Like screaming top of their lungs. Top of their lungs about Mr. Beast bars. Right? So then once one kid realized that there's Mr. Beast candy bars in there, all the other kids clamor, where's my bag? Where's my bag? Mr. Beast! They're freaking out. My sister's so excited, right? Like that she hit a home run. Like, look at this. Yeah. All the kids are pumped about our little snack bags. Then she's like looking at my nephew. My nephew's happy because it was his idea.
It was my idea to put Mr. Beast bars in there.
Oh, this little league. Something's going to go wrong.
Why?
What
makes you say that?
I feel like there has to be
some. By the way, I'm there. I witnessed this. Okay? I witnessed this. And then, of course,
no,
Rich,
and then
a big butt. A big butt. Something happens.
I love big butts, but I don't know about this big butt.
Something happens, and like I said, crazy, annoying Little League parents.
The conclusion of this crazy Little League parenting tale, plus your phone calls. Nick, Solomon, Everett, everyone hang on the phone. We'll get to your feedback next. Little League crazy parents, plus we'll talk NBA from last night. Sports movies, a bunch coming up on a Throwback Thursday. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
All right. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Remember, bringing it. Bringing it.
Yeah. Bringing it to the entire nation. Black, white, red, brown. Feel the vibration. How's that for a throwback?
I like that.
When he was Marky Mark. Remember that? We're going to do a little old school conversation next hour. Old school when 50 hits.
Do I remember? It's the screensaver on your phone.
Yes. And we're going to talk old school sports movies based on something Colin Cowherd said.
Yeah. I mean, he was talking out of his booty.
Wow. I mean,
Cowherd said something yesterday about sports movies that is like, he had to say it just to get a reaction because he can't really think that.
Well, talking kiddies, right? Kids, they're everywhere. DeMar DeRozan's kid, was she the MVP?
Jeez.
Your kid, my kid, living the dad life.
I could still hear her screams from last night's Bulls game.
I thought something bad happened. I'm like, what just happened? Who's screaming?
So we'll talk DeMar DeRozan. We'll talk LeBron. We'll talk some Ted Lasso. We'll talk some sports movies. But right now, all about Little League, throwing it back. You were going to your nephew's game. You left off by saying that your sister, you went to go see your nephew's game, and it was her turn to bring the kids snacks. So she brought goodie bags with Mr. Beast candy bars for the kids.
And no exaggeration.
They were flipping out.
No exaggeration. The kids were flipping out because there was a Mr. Beast bar in every bag. Mr. Beast is all the buzz, big YouTube star. The kids love him. And I'm looking at my sister like, wow, that was a solid move. You're like superstar mom. Hooking these kids up.
Mr. Beast!
And my sister's really like smiling ear to ear. She's so proud of her little boy. She's got a good little boy. My little nephew, her son, was super pumped that all the kids were pumped about the Mr. Beast bars.
I do think the kids that played poorly should have had the candy bar taken away.
Not in today's world.
Oh, I believe in the third inning here, E8 center fielder dropped the ball. Take away his candy bar.
Should have been a Milky Way in their bag.
Yeah.
Should have worked harder for the Mr. Beast bar kid. Looks here that you struck out twice. Maybe next time.
Yeah,
not today. Maybe in the 80s growing up or, you know, not now.
I don't have a Mr. Beast bar.
No,
I got a mini Three Musketeers.
No, everyone gets a Mr. Beast bar.
I got stale peeps from Halloween. I'm sorry, from Easter.
So, get this.
Yeah.
As I'm witnessing this, because I'm, you know, the best uncle in the world, I'm there just watching all this. And I'm like cheering it on. Like, yeah, Mr. Beast bars!
Right?
A woman, a mom,
oh boy,
approaches my sister, and she says to my sister, real nice, real nice. And my sister, like, at first thinks, like, oh, thanks.
Oh, very sweet of you.
She goes, did you take an account for all the other siblings? And, like, here's what I witnessed. I just witnessed a mom approach my sister.
Sorry, what?
And then I saw my sister's face go from like
elation. Oh,
yes, dude. I saw it. That's what I'm saying. I saw
this.
I saw my sister go from really happy to like really concerned looking. And, you know, and then she's trying to explain and like all the energy, all the like cheering of the Mr. Beast bars and fun and the kids went into this like moment of me like, why does my sister look upset? And my sister then tries to explain like, oh, yeah, I brought extra. I brought one for every kid on the team. And I brought like 4 or 5 extra bags just in case, you know, because I know there's always extra little kids around.
Or something, yeah.
Right? She goes, yeah, well, maybe you should have thought about all the siblings too, you know. She goes, now what am I going to do? My kid. She starts hassling.
Both. Haggling and hassling.
Harassing my sister, who was trying to be, you know, the nice parent, doing the nice thing, go a step above. Now, here's the backstory, too. My sister then explains to me that to get these Mr. Beast bars, she had to go to Amazon to get these specific ones. Each bar was $4. She spent $4 plus all the other goodies. She's not rolling like daddy stacks, right? So $4 a bar, she bought extra. The mom was so concerned that her little nose-picking kid, who's not even on the team, was sad that he didn't get a Mr. Beast bar, that she had to make my sister feel like crap.
That's the problem.
So, by the
problem
way,
is
it sucked all the fun and energy out of it. This nice moment turned into an awkward moment. I'm like, Grace, what happened? She was so mad and so upset. She felt like she did something wrong. That's the sad part about it. I had to be big brother and say, whoa. Wait, that lady? I can't wait to see this lady's
listen,
face
I get it.
At the
I,
next
listen,
game.
I get it, but what huevos, what nerve this woman to approach your sister? Because, listen, I got two little kids, so I know what she means. When one kid gets something, the other kid becomes a pain in the
ass. Well, guess what?
But that's too life, bad. Man. That's life.
So my sister's supposed to account for little Gregors that she doesn't even know. And you don't know who's showing up to the game and who's going to be there, how many extra kids are going to be there.
None.
She had like 5-6 extra bags.
This is absurd.
Yeah.
And listen, I know because my daughter's in kindergarten.
It ruined the moment
home.
To the point that like even my nephew was like, Mom, what's wrong? You know, like, what's wrong? Like, nothing. Come on, James, let's go.
Anyone with kids knows. You got a kid in like kindergarten, first grade. They come home with a little goodie bag. It's, you know, little Jeffrey had a birthday party. The other siblings, like, I want to.
Jeffrey's like an 80s, 90s name.
Little
kids today.
Connor.
Little Connor, yeah. Little Colby.
Your other kids could be like, I want one. You know, I want a little dinosaur pencil. Hey, you're not going to get one. Sorry, buddy. That's life, right? Seems like a real pain in the ass Little League mom, though.
Yeah, man. So
wow,
crazy geez. Little League parents. This woman felt entitled to call out my sister who went above and beyond to account for kids she doesn't even know are going to be there. You know, it's a new team, too. You think she knows, like, oh, yeah, Gregors has 3 little brothers. Connor has a sister.
This is annoying me, just
yeah.
this whole story.
Oh, man, because it ruined the moment.
You tell the whole buildup, and to be honest, the outcome of the story makes me aggravated. I'm like, I thought you were going to tell a story where I'd be like, oh, I was funny or something.
Yeah, no.
This is just like an annoying
Remember?
Little League mom.
Crazy Little League parents was the title of my tale. And I want to open it up to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, on the Dan Patrick Show, 877-99 on Fox. How do you handle this? Because I feel like now it's my job to say something real snarky next time I see this.
She was on the winning
sea hag.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, she was a winning team mom. But again, she was the mom of a kid who's on the team and maybe like 2 other little nose pickers that were crying or sad because they didn't get Mr. Beast bars. And instead of being a responsible parent saying, hey, kid, you're not on the team, she took it out on my sister who didn't have enough bars for her ugly little kids.
So we can't wait for her bag day. When is your bag day?
I don't know. But if I happen to be there.
Kavino should go be like, where's my bag?
Yeah.
Uncle Steve doesn't get a bag?
Where's my little hook?
Yeah.
Where's my Mr. Beast
You should bring
bar?
A school bus of kids on her bag day.
No, you know what I'm going to say next time?
Load
hey.
Them up.
No, you know what I'll say? Because I don't think this woman will buy Mr. Beast bars for everybody. I'll be like, hey, where's my Mr. Beast bar? Where's my Mr. Beast bar? You didn't buy extra? Hey! Remember you were harassing my sister?
I'm annoyed
Where's
by
mine?
This whole story.
Yeah, dude. It ruined the moment. So the end. And I gotta look. Everybody knows a crazy Little League parent or a dad who's just so obnoxious.
I remember there were fist fights at my Little League games. Like when we played travel baseball, there was always like one drunk dad or some guy mouthing off to someone else, and like you'd look in the stands and like, oh man, Mike's dad just threw a punch at some dude.
Oh.
That would happen.
There's a sign on the Little League field. Because it's such an issue. There's a sign. Because I sit there. I'm the best uncle ever at every game.
You've made this point.
Yeah. There's a sign there that says, remember, parents, your kids are watching. Like, behave like an adult.
Speaking of your parents watching, we were saying how when you played, you would always look up, like, where's mom or dad? Matt hit us up on our Twitter, at Covino and Rich. This is a funny one. He said his kid hit a triple, was so excited, popped up, was looking for where mom and dad were, but got so excited, stepped off the bag, and got tagged.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. You're always looking
around. More concerned looking for mom and dad. Ouch!
You're always looking around. So anyway.
At the softball game I was at, the one parent looked like they said something to the opposing pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
That's a timeout. They stopped the game for that.
By the way, that's Rich's mom. Rich's mom did that one time.
I want to hear a story. A quickie, Joel. It's not a half hour Mr. Beast story, but it's 1 second.
Was that like a sneak diss or something? Was my story not good enough for you?
This.
Yeah, you hear that? He thinks I don't pick up on his condescending like blubber.
It wasn't a half hour, Mr. Beast. No, my mom.
You should be thanking me. Look at the phones right now.
I'm sorry, hold on. Thank you, Super Little League Uncle.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Maybe I'm just mad that you brought Joel a Mr. Beast bar and not me.
Guess who's getting Beast bars? Everybody except for Rich.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
He thinks I don't pick up on that condescending tone.
Rich gets a Charleston chew.
Yo, no Charleston. Yeah, Rich gets a Charleston chew. Danny G, you get a Beast bar and a little hug. Joel, you're getting a Mr. Beast bar. Spot, you're getting two Mr. Beast bars. You know what?
I get Rich's.
Nick on the updates, Mr. Beast bar. You get the bottom of my
foot. Can my mommy get a Mr. Beast bar,
too? You know what? Did you bring one for my siblings?
You know, I didn't bring one for your mom, Joel. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
How dare you?
He's going to complain. Hey, she's going to complain all the way home.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there.
Happened. You're a jerk.
Perfect. Chalk it up to that. I was in high school. My mom would occasionally come to my games when she could. And there was a dude on the opposing team. And we're talking high school. This isn't Little League, so it's high school. You expect high school pitchers to throw a little heat, right? Like, I'm not saying everyone's throwing 80 or 90. But the guy on the other team, I don't know, he must have come down with the flu or something. Their pitcher was awful. Like, the type of day where you go to the field and you're like, that's who they're throwing? I'm going to rip a double. I want to hit a bomb. This guy was throwing, as my mom said, meatballs. I could hear my mom's Long Island obnoxious voice in the crowd. Richie, let's go. This guy's throwing meatballs.
Wasn't she there throwing off Fred Van Fleet last night? I think she was there, too, taunting the Raptors.
So my mom keeps saying, come on, Richie. Come on, let's get a big hit. He's throwing, in her terrible Long Island accent, meatballs. The mom of the pitcher on the other team stands up and says, that's my son! He's not throwing meatballs!
And there's a throwdown in Long Island.
My mom's like, well, what do you want to call him then?
Oh, that's when the rumble started.
And I remember being like, oh, mom, no. No, no, no.
Remember, kids. Remember, parents, your kids are watching.
Yeah, and I was like, mom, look at the sign.
Yeah, embarrassing, man. Because parents get crazy because they're passionate about their kids. I get it.
You ever see those TikTok or Instagram clips where the umpire's like, I'm out. Like, he's like, I'm not dealing with you. Like, the parent's mouth off. Have you seen these videos where the umpire just leaves? He's like, I'm out.
Dude, I umpired Little League. It was my first paying gig. I got stories. If we have time and I don't bore you, I'll definitely tell it. Here's the deal, guys. We have so much to get to. And it's a pleasure filling in for Dan Patrick, but we want to get to your phone calls next.
Yeah, we got people that want to talk about everything from Lil Hugs to Little League to DeRozan's daughter. So, Nick, Jonathan, I apologize we haven't got to your calls yet. We'll get to all that next. Having fun on a Throwback Thursday. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Hang tight.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, yeah. Throwing it back. CNR in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
DJ Joel on the ones and twos. Again, Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. At Spot Center, Spot on your feedback on social media at Covino and Rich. Always a pleasure to be here. Live from the TireRack.com studios in for Dan Patrick, the Dan Patrick Show. Again, Steve Covino, Rich Davis, and we're going to the phone calls. We're talking crazy Little League parents, just crazy parents in general. A lot of kid talk today on a Throwback Thursday, 877-99 on Fox.
Let's start with Jonathan in Florida. You're on with CNR. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I want to say thank you guys for coming to the airwaves in the afternoon in Fort Lauderdale. You make my drive a hell of a lot easier.
Thanks, man.
So I want to share with you that it doesn't get easier when the kids get older. In fact, it gets worse. So I'm on a 12U baseball team down here, and we invited everybody to go to the World Baseball Classic. And those who went, one of the coaches decided to get everybody that was going to the game, kid-wise, a USA shirt with their names on the back. So that, you know, three kids didn't go. They made the choice not to go. They were either on vacation or couldn't go. So he did not get the shirts made for them. Let me tell you the blowback from the parents, and I fully believe the kids could care less. But when it gets to that age, some parents just have FOMO. And it's like they wanted the coach to make the shirt for the kids that weren't there for a game that they weren't going to go to, for a game that literally was the last game of the World Baseball
Classic. Ugh, barf. Yo, Jonathan, let me tell you, I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and there are times where I'm excited for these moments, Little League, you know, football, baseball, dance, all the things my son and daughter,
Rich,
are going to do.
Have a good comeback or an insult or like something in your back pocket to keep these crazy parents in place. Because
like I said, I look forward to these things, but at the same time, I feel like there's fights and altercations waiting in my future. Like, I just know it. Let's go to Corona, California. Nick, you're on with Covino and Rich.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Happy Thursday. What a great topic. So I'm a new upcoming Little League dad. I've got three boys, 5, 4, 2.5. Let me ask you this. What advice would you give me, besides don't act like a Karen at a game, with my boys? I mean,
You know what it is?
Yeah,
we're just talking about this, Nick.
Parents too.
We were just talking about this, Nick, off the air with Mike, who runs this place.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah. We were saying how...
Who? Mike, who runs this place.
Yeah. And Joel and Danny G. We're just talking about how when you're a parent, your instinct is to want to give them everything you got and more, but you don't want to spoil them, and there's a balance that's so hard, right? Like, I always think about, like, I don't know, when you were a kid and you went to the circus or the zoo or something, you'd be like, Dad, can I get cotton candy? And what would your dad say? Nah, you don't need that.
You don't need that, yeah. Or
hey,
we got that at home.
Can we get dessert? Can we get ice cream? We got ice cream at home.
Oh, it's like, you mean like McDonald's after Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. Like, I try... I try not to spoil my kids, but it's hard not to. And it's hard not. It's listen.
You're gonna have to teach them that not everything's gonna go their way. Hey, some kids are gonna get a Mr. Beast bar. Some kids aren't.
If you want an example of where I actually stood my ground, Joel, because I hardly do. I've got to do better.
Oh, you really?
We were Chuck E. Cheese yesterday. And, you know, you get the little tickets. They put them on the card now. You don't get the actual tickets like we did when we were kids. And my daughter's like, I want that little panda bear thing.
For the points?
Yeah, for the points. It was like 500 points. Our card didn't have it on it. Now, it would have cost me like a couple bucks. Who cares? But I wanted to teach her a lesson in that just because you want that, buddy, doesn't mean you can get it. You know what? We'll come back another time and you gain more points. You play games, you get points. That's how it works.
Rich.
I know.
Do you know what we would have heard from my mother if we wanted McDonald's after Chuck E. Cheese?
I know.
It would have went something like, do, 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 do.
I know. I just didn't want the crappy Chuck E. Cheese pizza, Joel, to be honest.
Yeah, but
and they needed to eat dinner.
Raising little monsters by overly protecting them and making them think that everything's going to go their way and they should get everything they want. And like Mike said, who runs this place, Mike, he was like, you know, it's all about repercussions and consequences. And if you just joined us, my sister brought snacks for all the Little League kids, and they all got Mr. Beast bars. They were all pumped, and the mom was mad because my sister didn't bring enough for all the siblings who were sad about it. Everett, you're on the Covino and Rich Show in for Dan Patrick.
What's up, Tampa?
What's going on, guys? What's up, Steve? What's up, Rich?
What's
hey.
Up?
All right, so I got something on a little hug, but this is how you handle that, mom. And for your sister, it's not going to be a comfortable situation, but this will fix it. She should have just looked at all the other parents and been like, hey, can I get your attention real quick? And then explain what that lady just did to her. And I guarantee the rest of the parents would be like, no, you don't bring stuff for like all the brothers and sisters. But then the rest of the time that, you know, to go into the baseball games, the other parents are going to be constantly looking at the lady like, what is wrong with her?
Yeah. No,
that's what Covino did. He started talking louder and louder. You mean this lady over here?
I'm going to do that
next
time.
Oh, you know,
yeah, but keep that in your back pocket if it were to happen to you, because my sister was caught so off guard and she's so nice. That's why it bothered me. My sister is such a kind person and so sweet that she felt she did something wrong and she felt bad about the whole thing. But yeah, little hugs, by the way, are the little fruit barrels they give at Little League games.
Go back to Everett for one second. Everett. And you have a thought on the little hugs? Because they were just like sugary water inside like a little... They're called hugs. I keep saying jugs because they look like a jug.
They're little fruit barrels.
Little hugs. I remember those. What's up, Everett?
Well, 100%. When I was a kid, I used to cut the bottom off of those things. I would put a balloon on the side where you drink out of. Then you could put rocks in there, and they would shoot out like a slingshot. I don't know if you guys used to do that.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't a...
Look at you, MacGyver.
I wasn't a vandal like you.
Yeah. That,
little like, league parents. Little there we
good
go.
Idea. I wasn't a little outlaw.
Yeah,
like
Everett's like, I'd go break windows. What?
Why is my son choking?
Solomon, you're on in L.A. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good, guys. Sorry if I don't have a... Little League thing. I don't have kids.
All good, man.
I wanted to switch subject a little bit on the MVP thing you brought up briefly.
Yeah.
And since it's Throwback Thursday, I'm an old dude. I watch Will Chamberlain play, man. I'm, you know, an old Lakers fan from the Wes Baylor days. And two things that are irritating me is that people get confused or they prefer or they don't understand it's the most valuable player. Not the most talented player. You get into these arguments. Well, you're saying that, you know, Embiid and the Greek Freak are not as good as Jokic. That's not the point. Who's the most talented player, most valuable player this season?
Well, Rich said last night was DeMar DeRozan's daughter.
Yeah, and we'll get to why she was the most valuable player. We'll get to that. And when it comes to MVPs, you know, that's always a confusing thing in all sports, right? It's like, well, what is valuable versus, is it the best player award or is it the, hey, without the team, without this guy on the team, that team would stink.
Right.
Is that the MVP?
According to Solomon, no.
That's the argument every time.
Right.
But we are going to talk about DeMar DeRozan's daughter. Is she the MVP from last night? If you missed it, we'll explain it. It's all coming up right here on Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio. Feel free to chime in at 877-99 on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.